learning Tikkas Atzadik. We began last time with Os Aleph. Rishis Knisas Ha'adam La'Avodas Hashem. Tarach Leos B'Chipazim. The person who wants to begin the process of coming to Avodas Hashem, you have to move quickly. As we find by Yetzias Mitzrayim, that they were eating the Korban Pesach with B'Chipazim. However, Pesach L'Doros, we said a person can slow down, but if you want to detach yourself from Taibas Olam Hazeh, you have to first move quickly. So we explained a lot last time how the only Indian of getting out of Mitzrayim, cutting oneself free from Arayos, requires a person to move quickly. The greatest example of that, the greatest example of a person who moved quickly to get himself out of the very essence of Mitzrayim, which is Arayos, which is Taibas Arayos, Erevas Ha'aretz, which is what Mitzrayim was known as, it's a place of sexually immoral behavior, was when Yosef HaTzadik ran away from Ishus Potiphar. And that's how he became a tzaddik. That's how Yosef became a tzaddik. We spoke last time about the danger of Arayos and how a person going because of Goy has to extract himself from Mitzrayim, to grab a moment where he thinks he can escape and to mamish run for his life. So I want to just tell a quick maisa on this Indian of grabbing a moment of his service. Because sometimes a person is very mubulbal, and I was trying to express last time how when a person tries to do something b'mihiras, there has to be a mihiras with regard to one's das, but in terms of the action has to be done in a way that's misudah. But a great maisa that expresses this idea is the following. The biography of Chaim Volozhiner, it says that one time there was a group of Talmidim, the Volozhin Yeshiva, who were having lunch together. They were talking and learning. So one of the Bachrim at the table raised the Tosfos in some Masechtin Shas, and everyone at the table knew what he was talking about, except for one of the Bachrim. One of the Bachrim didn't remember that Tosfos in Shas. And he was so upset, he was so disappointed in himself that he wasn't learning seriously, that he'd forgotten this Tosfos, that he picked himself up from the lunchroom, and he ran out, and they say he closeted himself away with a smadda, cutting himself off from everyone for a very long period of time, and when he eventually emerged, after basically detaching himself from society, years of independent learning with tremendous asmad, he became one of the Gedolei Olam. Who it was, I'm not sure. Biography doesn't say. So Chaim Volozhiner commented, but he forgot the bench. In the middle of lunch. So Chaim Volozhiner said, but had he benched, the Yesoros would have worn off, and he never would have become that guy. Sometimes a person has a moment of Yesoros, right, where he feels he could do something, and he has to, the lashon again in Osaf Hasar, Lishmor Harega Shem is Ur Boratzon Hashem. He needs to grab that moment of his Oras and act on it immediately. And that's why, as far as I'm saying, had Yosef at Tzadik even engaged Eishes Potiphar in Dibor, he would have been in trouble. Right? What did we say last week? From Majitzer. What was the pasuk? Asher Ya'anu Oso, King Yerbevachin Yefrots. Right? The beginning of Shemos. The Pashup Shah, the more they afflicted us, the more we multiply. And the Majid Terebi said, Kasher Ya'anu Oso, the more you respond, right? La'anot. The more you respond to it, the bigger it gets. Sometimes you just have to run. You don't have time to do it al-pi cheshur. So to get out of Mitzrayim, to get out of Erebus Ahar, it's a person needs to run. That's how Yosef became a tzaddik. So continuing in that theme, we now come to Oz Beis. Brachos L'Rosh Tzaddik. As we pointed out last time, the first section, the first 37 pieces of the Sefer are insights into the Sefer's Brachos, spanning Daf Beis through Daf Daf. So now we learned last week how a person becomes a tzaddik, how a person runs away from Mitzrayim. Once we've become a tzaddik, now we have a Sheifas to Brachos. We can start learning Sefer's Brachos. Why does a person have to be a tzaddik before he can learn Sefer's Brachos? Meaning, before a person comes to Torah Shmata, I want to learn Torah. Why is there a certain demand that I have to be a tzaddik? Again, Befrat, when we use the term tzaddik, we're talking about Yosef at tzaddik, the Indian of Shmira Barayos. Because what happens if a person is not guarded? What happens if a person is still drowning in Erevas Ha'aretz? And he can't really come to Torah. He can't come to Har Sinai. And Befrat, there's a strong hiskashas between what? Between Arayos and Torah Shabbat. There's a Ber Heitev in Hilchos Tanios. Tavkov Ayin Aleph. The Berhita writes as follows. Vida, shekol ha-maisim she'adam osa, v'torah shalomit, ba'odo rasha, mosif kod kipos, at shechozer b'tshuva. A person who's a rasha, And again, the term Rasha is often used b'frat legabe arayos. We spoke last week of stam avera and shas. Right? Stam avera and shas means arayos. The same way that the root of all mitzvos, the foundation of all mitzvos, is a proper use of arayos in the form of puravu, the foundation of all mitzvos. So he says an astounding thing here, a shocking thing here. He says a person who is not guarded, who still is a Rasha, right? And now he goes and he learns Torah. So he's Mosif Koch Beklipos. Achachoza Bechuva, Motsi Mea Klipa. Sor Me Rava Ase Tov Kipshuta. That a person who's still involved in Ra, Erva Oning, who are involved in Ra, and Hotzazar Lakal, they're involved in all sorts of Pegamim of Arayos. So a person who's involved in this world of Rasha or Ra, Sor Me Rava Ase Tov. I don't have a right really to involve myself in Torah. Because again, if a person is bad, right, Torah is water. Ein mayim ala Torah. So the way the Vilna Gaon explains it is that if a person is watering the bad with which he is currently living his life, then what? Then he's watering weeds. He's pouring Torah on top of himself, which is a bechina that Vilna Gaon writes in his farm, of watering weeds. So you're just going to cause a reboy of weeds. If you plant something that's meaningful, and then you pour water on top, you pour Torah onto your midos tovos, and a sense of control of one's Yetzer Hara, so then gevaldik. Then the water will cause a hosaf of good things. But if a person is be'etzem, not in a good place, then there is a notion that he shouldn't learn Torah. Now again, most Sefer Chassidus say not like this. Sor Me Rava Ase Tov, that the way that we get away from Ra is by Ase Tov, that a bit of Or drives away a lot of Choshech. Okay, but there is, again, I'm just showing you, the Be'er Heitev brings this, in Hilchos Tanius, this notion that again, that a person who's not a tzad, they can't even begin with Seches Brachos. A person who's not shamor, befrat in this Indian of Arayus, can't even begin Masechus Brachos. We also pointed out last week, again the same idea, and trying to explain, I was having a hard time, I got a little lost in my notes, trying to explain why this is the opening piece to the Sefer, right? But again, we're starting to understand that I have to get out of Erev HaSaharis, I have to get out of Mitzrayim before I can come to learn Brachos, Torah Shabbat. We pointed out from the Zohar Kodesh that the very name Mitzrayim is made up of what? A Mem, a Yetzer, and a Mem. What's that first Mem? The Mem of Me'emesah. What's that last Mem? The final Mem of Shas? Vashalom, the Mem Sofi. And the thing that separates, so to speak, the Mem from getting from one Mem to the other end, to the final Mem, to go through Gantz Shas from beginning to end, right? Again, Torah Shabbal Peh is when there's a Yetzer. And again, in that word Mitzrayim, we know what Yetzer means. The Yetzirah of Mitzrayim is again the Yetzirah of Erev HaSaharis. Okay, so Brachos the Rosh Tzaddik. Brachos the Rosh Tzaddik. Who's the Rosh Tzaddik? It's a Pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Yud Pasuk Vav. Brachos the Rosh Tzaddik. Who's the Rosh of the Tzaddik? Yosef's the Tzaddik, so who's the Rosh? Who's the Rosh Tzaddik? Meaning Yosef wasn't created in a vacuum. The very fact that Yosef was able to save himself from Mitzrayim, we know the Gemara in Sota, who appeared to him? The Tzur of his father appeared to him in the window. Which according to some Sfar means he saw his own reflection because he looked like his father Yaakov. There's a tremendous, tremendous hiskashras between Yosef and Yaakov. Between Yaakov and Yosef. Yaakov is Rosh and Yosef is Tzaddik. Brachos, the word Brachos, if you've learned Mishnah Yisrael, right? A person who's Mavriach means a person who grafts. When I grab something, I'm attaching something to something else. There's a tremendous, tremendous attachment. Eila told us Yaakov. What's the next word? Yosef. The byproduct of Yaakov is Yosef. Brachos, there's a tremendous, there's a connection that exists. Right? Mavriach, the graft. The Rosh and the Tzaddik. Why is Yaakov called Rosh? And where do we see that Yaakov himself is very guarded in this Indian of Arayos? So first of all, Yaakov, when he defeats Sarah Shalisa, he gets the name Yisrael. The Sfarim say that Yisrael, the name Yisrael, the letters of Yisrael, is Li Rosh. So the whole Indian of Yaakov in his most exalted expression is the Indian of Rosh. Furthermore, where do we see that Yaakov is totally above Mitzrayim? So we know that the difference between Yaakov and Esav is that Yaakov is the world of Ayin Tov, Yesh Li Kol, I have everything. And Esav says Yesh Li Rav, I have a nice amount, but I don't have everything. That's Ayin Ra. That's being stingy. It's a bad eye. Yaakov is Ayin Tov. Says the Pasuk in Mishlei, Tov Ayin, Hu Yivorach. meaning this inyan of Tov Ayin, which is the inyan of Yaakov Avinu, brings a person to bracha. Brachos l'rosh tzaddik. So you notice the in this tiny phrase, they haven't even started the piece yet, but in the words brachos l'rosh tzaddik, you see so much taking place. Mishlei Tov Ayin Hu Yivorach. Why is Yaakov Tov Ayin? Besides the fact that again he says Yesh Li Kol, everything that I could possibly want, and Esav says Yesh Li Rav, I'm not satisfied. The Vilna Gaon writes in his commentary on Mishlei on that pasuk Tov Ayin Hu Yivorach. The Vilna Gaon says that Yaakov lived 147 years. Tov, 17. Ayin, 130. Doing the Gematria. Tov, Gematria, 17. Ayin, 130. Tov, Ayin is 147. Says the Vilna Gaon, Yaakov's whole life was Tov, Ayin. Ayin, Tov. Tov, Ayin, Hu Yivorach. A person who has a good eye, a Tov, Ayin, is going to be blessed. Now, the Sfarim point out, and the Gra alludes to it there in his Pirush Mishlei, that those two words, Tov and Ayin, actually is the breakdown of Yaakov's life. Because Yaakov lived 130 years, Matra Ayin, outside of Mitzrayim. And the last 17 years of Yaakov's life were spent where? In Mitzrayim. Strange. That's Tov, the 17, the Gematria Tov. Those are the good years of Yaakov's life. The Medrash says that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, I'm saying anything too fast, just ask me. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, right, lived in Tzipori for 17 years. And Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi said, the 17 years in Tzipori were the best years of my life. Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi also are very deeply connected. If you look in Pnimius HaTorah, look in the Sfarim. Right? Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, the Sfarim says, Megala Muko says that HaNasi stands for Hu Nitzot Shel Yaakov Avinu. He is the same spark, the same soul. He's a Gilgal of Yaakov Avinu. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi is very, very deeply connected to the Inyan of Yaakov Avinu. Okay, the Inyan of Teferas, the Inyan of Yaakov Avinu. So they both lived 17 years, the best years of their life. So how could it be that Yaakov had the best years of his life from Mitzrayim? Klal Yisrael is entering into Galus and Yaakov is above Galus Mitzrayim. How could it be that, what I'm asking is, how could Yaakov be above Galus Mitzrayim? The answer is, because if you understand what Mitzrayim is Erev HaSaretz, and you understand how guarded Yaakov Avinu was from Arayos, Mitzrayim doesn't threaten him. 17 years he sat in Goshen learning in Kol Elul. Klal Yisrael is starting to fall apart. Yaakov, Tov Ayin, those were the best years of my life. Where do we see that Yaakov was guarded in Arayos? What Pasuk in Chumash tells us that Yaakov was tremendously nizhar in Arayos? Who knows? Oh, by the bracha of Reuven, very good. Parshas Vayechi, Perek Mem Tes Pasuk Gimel, Reuven b'chomri ata, kochi v'reishis oni, yeser se'es v'yeser as. Reuven is described as the Rashis Oni, which means the beginning of my strength. Says Rashi in Parshas Vayechi, Rashis Oni, he tipa rishona shalom. The first drop of Zerah to ever leave my body created my Bechor, created Reuven. Yaakov was not a young man when he first got married. Right? That means for 80 plus years of his life, never once did he waste a drop of seed. And therefore, when he created Reuben, he was Rashis Oni. He's the Rashis Shalo Ra'a Keri Miyam. And therefore, Yaakov really was the Rosh of the Tzaddik. If Yosef is the Tzaddik, and Yosef became the Tzaddik by seeing his father's image in the window that caused him to run away from Ashes Potiphar, the embodiment of everything that is Mitzrayim. So Yaakov has to be that much more this Inyan of Shmir Sabris. Okay? And that's why Yaakov is so outstanding when it comes to Torah. Yaakov becomes the pillar, the Amud of Torah, because to whatever degree a person is a tzaddik, a person is guarded from Arayos, from Mitzrayim, to whatever degree you can pluck out the Yetzer, then you can connect the two Mems, the Mitzrayim, Mem, Yetzer, Mem. You can mamash have kol Torah kula. Good. Eila told us Yaakov Yosef, so I'll tell you a nice remnant. Right? If Yaakov is the Rosh and Yosef is the tzaddik, if Reuben was, right, the praise of Reuben is Rashis Oni, the Yaakov is Yisrael, Li Rosh, the Indian of Rosh. So let's be Pasha. When I read a Pasuk, I think the Pasuk literally. Right? Brachos the Rosh Tzad. What does it mean the Rosh Tzad? What's the Rosh Tzad? No? What's the Rosh? How do I cheshbin the Rosh Tzad? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Well, Justin, we've been hanging out long enough to know what I'm saying. What am I saying? What's the Rosh of Tzad? What are the letters that come before Tzad? Right? Right? If the OCS are descending from an high, Aleph Beis Gimel Dal Hei Vav Zayin. So the Rosh Tzaddik, a way to analyze the Rosh Tzaddik, so to speak, and putting this Torah under a microscope. Ellie, welcome back from Atlanta.
Thank you.
How do I cheshbon the Rosh Tzaddik? So I look at the letters, right, that produce this. Eilat told us Yaakov, Yosef. It means the letters right before Tzaddik are, so to speak, going to be the Yaakov letters. So what letter comes before the letter Tzaddik? Okay. What letter comes before a Dalit? A Gimel. What comes before a Yud? A Tess. What comes before a Kuf? A Tzaddik. Yeah? What's the gematria of those four letters? The Rosh Tzaddik, the letters that come before Tzaddik. Hey, Gimel, Tess, Tzaddik. Hey, Gimel, Tess, Tzaddik. What is it?
172.
Is it 172 or 182?
182.
182. What's the 182 is gematria? Yeah. 182 is gematria, yeah. So Imamish, the Eilat told us Yaakov Yosef, the letters that come before Tzaddik. Right? The Tzaddik didn't come from nowhere. Now again, we see the tzad. We don't know what pei gimel. What do these mean? Pei gimel tzad. But again, you see that there's this Indian of Yaakov that's mavriach that grabs itself that creates the possibility of a Yosef. That's why Yosef almost has this aspect of being like one of the others. Sfasama says it's very interesting. The book of Bereishis is the book of the others. The book of Shemos is the book of the Shvatim. Where do we learn about the death of Yosef? We encounter, it tells us the story of the death of Yosef at the end of Bereishis, and then it tells it to us again at the beginning of Shemos. We re-encounter Yosef and his patira at the beginning of Shemos. So is Yosef shayach to the book of Bereishis or is he shayach to the book of Shemos? The answer is, he attaches, so to speak, he brings together the book of Bereishis and the book of Shemos, because he's shayach to Avos. Eilat told us Yaakov Yosef, he's mamish ha-hamshach of Yaakov. But he's also one of the Shvatim. So that's why he makes an appearance as Fasemis at the end of Bereishis in a strong way, and also at the beginning of Shemos in a strong way. Okay? That's also why, where do I encounter Yosef? In the Choshen, right? In the breastplate. Where do I encounter Yosef? Where is Yosef? What's Yosef's stone? The Shoham stone. The Avnei Shoham also appeared on the shoulders. On the shoulders, right, of the holding together the whole choshen, maybe. What's a shoulder? The shoulder is that spot on the body opposite the neck that connects what shemayim va'aretz. It connects the head and the guf. Yosef is. Why of all the stones of the 12 stones? Why does Yosef's stone reappear? Mamish at the neck, connecting Shemayim V'Aretz, connecting the head and the body. Because that's the whole Indian of Yosef Tzaddik. Yosef Tzaddik is the one who connects Shemayim V'Aretz. Yosef Tzaddik is the Indian of Yisod. In the Sefirot, Yosef is the Indian of Yisod. L'cha Hashem HaGedula HaGevura V'Atiferes. Right? Netach V'Ahod Ki Kol B'Shemayim V'Aretz. That phrase, Ki Kol B'Shamayim U'Va'aretz, it's going through the spheres there. L'cha Hashem HaGedul, Gedul HaSchese, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, Chod. At the end it says, L'cha Hashem HaMalacha, Malchus. There's a code word for Yesod. What's the code word for Yesod? Ki Kol B'Shamayim U'Va'aretz. Yesod, the sixth of the lower spheres, the sixth guest on Sukkot in our Mishpizim is Yosef. Yosef is Ki Kol B'Shamayim U'Va'aretz. He connects Shamayim V'Aretz. He connects Shemayim V'Aretz. That's what a proper use of the Bris Milah does. It literally connects Shemayim V'Aretz. It takes a neshama from Tachas Kisei HaKavod and it produces a child, a person who uses the Bris Milah in the right way. So it's mamish connecting Shemayim V'Aretz. That's the midah of Yisod. Ki Kol B'Shemayim V'Aretz. That's why the Sfarim say, Lord Gedaliah says that Ki Kol is gematria Yisod, is 80. How many years was Yosef a leader in Mitzrayim? How many years was Yosef in power in Mitzrayim? The Sfarno writes in Chumash that Yosef had the longest malchus control. He was the most powerful king, maybe in all of Tanakh. 80 years. Why 80 years? Why was Yosef a melech in Mitzrayim for 80 years? Because 80 is gematria Yisod. That's Yosef's mitzvah. The 80 is gematria Kikol. What did Yaakov say? I'm told I am Yivarach. He actually called. I have called. So Yaakov and Yosef, it's mamish, it's two sides of the same coin. The Sfas says it's Yud and Vav. It's the letter Yud. And then the longer version of Yud, which is Vav. Yaakov is Yud, Yosef is Vav. Vav is the Os, is the letter, is the Os Bris in the Zav. Okay? Again, I'm putting a lot of things out there. I understand that I'm throwing out a lot of ideas. But again, I want you to see. So now, Tov Ayin Hu Yivorach, right? Yaakov gives birth, so to speak. Eilat told us Yaakov Yosef. The Rosh Tzadik, the letters that come before Tzadik is Gematria Yaakov, that's going to produce the Tzadik. Yaakov is the Rosh, Rashis Oni, the one who was guarded in Arayos. And Yosef is the Hamshacha. And when a person is a Tzadik, a person is guarded in this way. When a person escapes from Mitzrayim, the way that Yosef literally escaped from Mitzrayim, the clutches of Eishes Potiphar, then a person can begin to learn Shas. Then you have a Shaykhis to the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Again, why are there six orders of Shas? The six orders of Shas correspond again to the Midah of the six of the Sfiros, right, the lower Sfiros of Yisod. That's the Midah of Yosef Etzad. The person who's Etzadik has a Shaykhis to Torah, and again, Befrat Torah Shabbat Peh. Let's learn a little piece of Lakutei Moran. Because again, we're talking about a person who's escaping from Mitzrayim. We're getting away from Arayos. We read the Lashon last week of the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia. We read the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezer, that a person has to be very, very careful when it comes to his kashrus, his attachment to Nashim. There's a name that we find in Svarim, it's really in Chazal, but all the more so it's developed in Sefer Kabbalah. The name for, so to speak, the female Yetzihara. What's the name of the female Yetzihara? No? Rabbi Yankov? You can spell it if you're not comfortable saying it. Lamed Yud, Lamed Yud, Tav. Lamed Yud, Tav. Right? Now again, there's a lot in the world that's outside the Beis Medrash and outside of true Torah that speaks about Lilith. Okay? Lamed Yud, Lamed. So we have a masculine, so to speak, representation of the Yitzhar. That's the Samach Mem. Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. And then there's a negative Koach. Lamed Yud Tav. Ayin Orachayim HaKadosh, where he says that I was zochet to defeat Samach Mem, but I was not zochet to fully defeat the female dog. He's been meramis to this inni. Okay, whatever that meant, Lafi Madrigas of Orachayim HaKadosh. So says Rabbi Nachman in Reish Yadav, the Kutim Aran Reish Yadav. Bidoros harishonim kashayu yodim yom misasam hayu oskim b'torah kol hayom. In the olden days when a person knew the day of death, he would study Torah all the time. The way that David HaMelech tried to beat the system in that Gemara in Shabbos. The way that one of the Amoraim tried to beat the system in the Gemara in Makos. If you're learning Torah, then the Yetzirah can't kill you. There can be no Misa. But nowadays, this is a question that every single person in the world, every Jew who cared, was asking after the attack in where? In Merkaz Arav. How could it be that Jews, Rabbi Nachman asked the question, Mamish, explicitly, how could it be that a Jew sitting and learning? I thought the Gemara says that a person, the Malchus can't get a person when he's learning Torah. How is it possible that Jews, mamish, sitting in Beis Medrash learning Torah, can be murdered by a Russian Marusha, by a terrorist, Yimach Shemo V'Zichron? How is that possible that nowadays someone could die and be sitting learning the Chavrus and drop dead? Tzaddik didn't even learn a time. You know how the work of Daliyahu died? You know how Gedaliah Shimon passed away? He was at a Sheva Bracha. He was in the middle of giving a Dvar Torah at a Sheva Bracha and he collapsed. And that was it. Da, Sheim HaLimur Kohogen. If we learn Torah properly, Bevada Ein Lo Shum Kavach. Then the Yitzhar can't get us. Aval Ein HaLimur Karoy. Beprat Limur Gemara. If a person learns Torah, Beprat Torah Shabbat Peh. If Ein HaLimud Karoy, if the Limud is not proper, what does that mean it's not proper? So we saw in the very Hate of Menachos Tanis, that if a person is not Nizar, then he's watering weeds, like the Mashal of the Vilna Gaon. If the Limud is not Karoy, Azai hu mekabel yoser koch mei Limud, ki Talmud b'gematria osios shel Shema lamed yud tam. Says Rabbi Nachman, the gematria of Talmud, of Gemara, Talmud 480, is the same gematria as what? As lamed yud tav, as that female, right, demonic being, that female yitzhar, is gematria Talmud. Four That's why the Medrash says, I think it's the Medrash of Eicha, says, the Munkacher talks about this in his writings on the Mo'adim, Sharia Sassar. The Sharia Sassar by Talmud, the Munkacher says, that's why, I'm pretty sure it's a Medrash in Eicha, in Eicha Rabbah, that Yerushalayim in its glory had 480 Batei Midrashos. Stam, 480 Batei Midrashos. What's 480? 480 is Gematria Talmud. 480 is Gematria Lamed Yud Tav. What's the shame of Hashem for the month of Tammuz, the darkest month of the year, the scariest time, the biggest zman of din for Klal Yisrael, worse than Chodesh Av in many respects, Tammuz. The name of Hashem for Tammuz, if you remember Bnei Sasfer, is Hey Vav Hey Yud. It's Hashem's name backwards. What's it hinted to? Where in Tanakh do we find the hint of this? When Haman says, V'chol Zeh Einenu Shoveli. Zeh Einenu Shoveli. The last letter, Zeh, is a hey. Einenu is above. Shove is a hey. Li is yud. Zeh Einenu Shoveli. It's the time of the year where Hashem looks at Klal Yisrael, Rachman Litzlan. God forbid even say such a thing. Hashem looks at us in the month of Tammuz, in Tkufas Tammuz, when it's very hot, the hottest time of the year, when the Yetzer Hara for Arayos is the strongest. And Hashem says, oh, you're learning Torah? Zeh Einenu Shoveli. Klal Yisrael, Zeh Einenu Shoveli. I'm not interested in you. It says the Munkacher, what's the gematria of Zeh Einenu Shoveli? Bidyuk, Zeh Einenu Shoveli is 480. It's 480. Because a person in Tkufas Tammuz, when the sun is at its hottest, and a person is struggling in Arayos, in Shmir Sinai, in Shmir Sabris, Hashem says, Zeh Einenu Shoveli. There's no connection between Shemayim and Ba'aretz. What is Torah Sheval Peh? Torah Sheval Chsav is Kulo Shemayim. Hashem wrote Torah Sheval Chsav. Torah Sheval Peh is where we meet a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's Kikol HaShemayim Ba'aretz. It's the connection. That the person who's willing to say that, yes, I'm a neshama but I'm, and a guf, and somehow they're working together beautifully. Kikol HaShemayim Ba'aretz, Yesod. Then a person can learn Gemara. Then a person can come to Mesechas Brachos. Brachos to Rosh Hashanah. Then I have a Shaychas, the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. The six orders, six connected Yosef et Tzadik. The Midah of Yisrael. Okay, Adkan. Let's learn inside. Brachos l'Rosh Sam. Mamish, three words. Puzzle initially. Brachos l'Rosh Sam. Lekach Meseches Brachos Haskala Mishisha Siddara. Now we understand why Meseches Brachos. Again, Brachos always means attachment. A Bracha, he's going to explain to us now. But a Bracha means when something is attached to something else. That's why the Maharal says, just look at the word. Beis, Reish, Chaf. Right? It's Ribuyim, the Maharal talks about. Beis. Beis is a Ribuy in the ones column. Right? Aleph is 1, Beis is 2. Chaf takes 10 and turns it to 20. Reish takes 100 and turns it to 200. So it's the whole Indian of a Ribuy of something. Right? A Ribuy of something means that there are two things, and they can be attached to one another. So Brachos, when a Jew makes a bracha, this is what he's about to explain, or Tzadik is going to explain to us, when a Jew makes a bracha, he's attaching himself to Hashem. He's attaching himself to Hashem. Brachos to Rosh Tzadik. So once he's a Tzadik, he has detached from Mitzrayim, now he's ready to attach to Hashem. And we start our attachment to Hashem with a bracha. Brachos is the haskal of the Shisha Siddar. She'ikr ha'kol da es elokei avicha v'achar kach avdeinu. Because before I can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have to attach myself to Hashem. What's the point of shaking a lulav if it has nothing to do with my relationship with Hashem? What's the point of blowing a shofar if it has nothing to do with Hashem? So therefore I need to become aware of the fact of why I'm blowing a shofar. Why I'm shaking a lulav. Right? That's what a bracha does. A bracha pauses for a second, and it's ma'orah kavana of what am I doing? Da, it brings me to das, it brings me to awareness. Das is also a term when a person uses that same is kashrus that could be used for arayas when he uses it in a holy life. That's why the Torah says at the beginning that Adam knew his wife. That means Adam was intimate with his wife. Dveikus v'Hashem, trying to attach ourselves to a Kodesh Baruch. So das elokei avicha, attach yourself to Hashem, right? Is kashrus. Das always is the lashon of is kashrus. Attach yourself to Hashem, and then avdeyu, then I can serve Him. So before I get to all the other meseftos and shas, which are going to teach me how to serve Hashem, first thing I need to do is brachos. I have to know how to attach to Hashem. Brachos. Shitzarach leidah l'mi ovid. I have to know who I'm serving. V'zehu ha-bracha lefnei kol ma'isa. And this is the bracha before every single action that we do. V'yachei kol ma'isa v'Hashem. To make sure that I'm not just a guf, but ki kol v'shamayim v'aretz. That I'm attaching, that the neshama inside of me is connected to the guf.
that I'm not robotically just using my body to serve Hashem without any recognition, without any deep hakara of attachment to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. In all of your ways you should know Him. This is the reason, by the way, that Yosef HaTzadik is the Inyan of Brachos, and Yosef HaTzadik is always talking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What was it like in the house of Potiphar? As he's struggling, mamash, with this Indian of Arayah, when Asus Potiphar is trying to reel him in, right? What does Rashi say over there in Vayeshev? That Yosef was the first one who walked around all day saying, Baruch Hashem, Be'ezus Hashem, Emirza Hashem. Rashi parses Vayeshev, right? That what? That he always, the pasuk says that Yosef had HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his lips. Shem Shemayim Shogu B'fiv. He was the greatest, always Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. He was always talking about Hashem. Da'as Elokei Avicha V'Avdei, Yad Meseches Brachos, the Shoresh of Shas, of Torah Shel Ba'al Peh, of Talmud, the Gematria Lamed Yud Lamed Yud Tav, the shame for the month of Tammuz, Zehin En Oshav Ali, Gematria 480. And that's why, of course, what did Potiphar love about Yosef? He brought so much bracha to his house. Mash before Shem Sukkim Vayeshev. Right? That Hashem blessed everything Yosef touched. Mamash bracha, tremendous bracha. Because Shem Shemayim Shagar B'Pit. Just go after we finish this piece. Just go look in Bereishis Perek Lamed Tes. Just read the Pesukim. And things are going to be jumping out of you. Yosef, who's the tzaddik, is the one who brings so much bracha to the house of Potiphar. B'chol derachecha de'eil. In all of your ways, in all of your derech, in all of your ways, right? In all of your ways, you should know Him. We're learning Kedushin this year. Kedushin Daf Beis. Ha'isha Nikneis B'Shalosh Drachim. Right? Why use the word Drachim? Why not use the word Dvarim? Because Bia is called the Derech. The Kol Derechecha. When it comes to this Inyan of Arayos, of Iskashus, make sure Da'ehu. Right? Make sure you know Him. Make sure you're attaching Das. Make sure you're attaching yourself to Hashem. A Bracha. Tfila. I don't want to use Lashonos that aren't Sanua. But just look in the Kesser Shem Tov, look in the Baal Shem Tov's writings, right? Of what tefillah is. Tefillah is, again, without saying too much, right? But tefillah is a very intimate act with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So intimate, and again, I'm trying to be very sensitive, but I want to tell you what it says there, because it's kedai to know, just understand. Right? That the same way that when a man and his wife, Bitara, are intimate with one another, right? And the body is moving back and forth. That's what shuckling is by tefillah. Okay? That the shuckling of a person by tefillah is a very intimate of drawing close and pulling away from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Kamosha Kosav Haram. As the Rambam explains, that this is the Indian of tefillah, this is the Indian of brachos, behold the rachecha de'ayim. That in all of your ways, there's nothing that's more the way of man, the taiva of man, the derech of man, right? Again, Kedushin Beis Mabeis, that Bia is Ikri Derech, but make sure you're attaching yourself to Hashem. Make sure that every Maisa, even holy Maisa, but I'm shaking lulav. That's holy, independently holy. No. You need a bracha before you shake lulav. You need a bracha before you put on tefillah. You need a bracha before you do any Maisa mitzvah. Da'as Elokei Avicha, and then Abdei. Vizeu al yidei bracha. Ukamosha amra hashir ba, katan shiodei alim avarchin. When does a child come to do mitzvahs? Right? When does a child start to talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu? When he's Yodeya Lamim Mevarchim. Isn't that interesting? That we're Magdir or Mitzvah when the Katan knows who he's making the Bracha to. You see that, the main Inyan of a Bracha is that you have to know what you're doing. Right? You have to understand. Yodeya Lamim Mevarchim. Masha Inkim Bashar Mitzvahs. Ein Hashir Shigeyda Lamim Manichim Tillin. We don't say that you have to know whose tefillin you're putting on. To know whose lulav you're shaking. You don't need to because if by the time you get to the tefillin, for sure you know. You know why? Because you made a bracha. And the shear for making a bracha is that you have to know who you're making a bracha to. Da'as Elokei Avicha through making a bracha and then va'avdei. Mevur shah bracha yikara hayediyah l'mi mevarchim. The essence of the bracha is to know who you're blessing. Sha'al kach nosta. And that's why a bracha was instituted. And therefore, this is how we begin Shas, the entrance into Torah, into Torah Shabbal Peh, after we Mitzrayim, the Maseches Brachos. Because the whole, I can't do anything, I can't come to Shabbos, and I can't come to Erevin and Pesachim, I can't come to anything. I can't do any Maisa Mitzvah until I first have brachos. K'mo shenamar, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. The foundation of Chachma is Yiras Hashem. Right? The Reishis. The Yiras Shemayim, Hu Ayidei Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Tamar. The way to come to Yiras Shemayim is to know them in the presence of Hashem. Da'as Elokei Avicha V'Avdei. K'mo shekosim ba'agod, the Reish Orachayim. This is how Shulchan Aruch begins. I can't do anything until I know who I'm standing in front of. Until I know I'm in the presence of Hashem. The Hainu Bracho is Shekulan Maskilin B'Lashon Nocha Shemiyad B'Haschalas HaBracha Tzarech Lios Hashem Yisbarach Nocha Peinav Kilo Omer Alav Umitzavehu V'Asiyum Lashon Nisvar D'Miyad Ne'alam K'mo Shenemar Al Goz Alav Yerachif Nogeya V'Einu Yogeya Kiyodua. Says Rav Tzadok, when we make a bracha, what do we say? Baruch Ata Hashem. Baruch Ata Hashem. Says Rav Tzadok, what does it mean, Baruch Ata Hashem? First, I get very close to Hashem. So close that I have the chutzpah to say what? Baruch, right? Mavriach, I want to graft myself to Hashem. I want to attach myself to you. And I feel so close to you that I even call you, you. I say the word Ata. I say the word Ata. Rav Gifter, I saw in the biography of Rav Gifter. They asked Rav Gifter, they asked Rav Gifter, or maybe Rav Gifter asked the Bacha. Yeah, Rav Gifter asked the Bacha. He said, what's the most important word in the Bracha of Shehakel? He said, Shehakel, yeah, B'dvaro. And so the Talmidim gave a whole bunch of answers. So one of the Talmidim, who told this story 65 years later, said that our Rebbe taught us that the most important word in the Bracha is Ata. To be able to say Ata. Listen to the words of the Avodah Yisrael, the Kazus HaMagid in his writings by Pesach Sheni. Right? The Kazus HaMagid says that a person who's Biderech Rechoka brings the Pesach Sheni. What does it mean to be Biderech Rechoka? The Mashpia loves to quote this Lashon from the Avodah Yisrael, Kazus HaMagid in his writings by Pesach Sheni. What does it mean to be Rachok? Ratzalomer Shai Rachok Me Hashem Yisbarach Ve'eina Yacholomer Baruch Ata Kasher Yedaber Isha Re'eyu Panim Depanim. The most intimate thing that we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the word Ata. That we say Ata. Listen to the Eish Kodesh, Parshas Vayigash. He says, he quotes B'Shem, the Magid of Mezrich, a Rebbe Reb Dov Zatzal, on the Pasuk, Va'ata Kohen La'ola, Kohen Hu Bechinas Chesed, Shezeu Chesed Hashem, Sheis Yisrael Yachol Lomer L'Hashem Ata. Says the Piyaz Esther in his writings on Vayigash, the greatest Chesed, Va'ata Kohen La'ola, Kohen is Meramit the Chesed. The greatest Chesed Hashem does is that He gives us the right. We have the chutzpah to say Ata to a Kadosh Baruch. Someone once came to Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and said, "How do I work on the kavana by tefillos and by brachos?" So Rosh Shlomo Zalman said, "It's very simple. Make sure that your baruch is a baruch, and make sure your Ata is an Ata." If you didn't understand what we're saying when you say Ata, we have the chutzpah to say Ata. The Chafetz Chaim is quoted. In the Mamayanos HaNetzach in Pirkei Avos, the Chafetz Chaim was once explaining tefillos. He says, when we say Baruch, there's different ways to teach Baruch. Baruch Hashem, you are blessed. Baruch Hashem, you are the source of blessing. And the Chafetz Chaim told the Talmidim, he said, there's only one way to explain Ata. There's no machlokas we show them how to teach the word Ata. We're saying you. We're saying to Hashem, you. So says our Tzadok, we come to a Kodesh Baruch, we begin a bracha, Baruch Ata. I say Ata, Nochach. Mamish, Panim El Panim. I draw very close, but immediately I feel threatened by the fact that I'm so close to Hashem. I feel unworthy of being so close to Hashem. So therefore, what do I do afterwards? After I say Ata, I pull back. I say Hashem. It's more formal. Melech Haola. That's more formal. I pull back. Look at Rav Schwab's writings on Tefillah. Rav Schwab said, I heard this from my brother, that the reason we shuckle during davening is exactly this. Again, it's the same idea. It's I want to draw close, but then I recoil. It's this balance of Ivdus Hashem the Simcha and Ivdus Hashem the Yira, right? I want to pull close to Hashem, so I move forward, but immediately I recoil, I pull back. And I pull close again, and I pull back. That give and take is this Nochach V'Nistar, where I want to be close to Hashem, and I feel unworthy of being close to Hashem. And knowing that I feel unworthy, that makes me feel worthy again, right? Knowing that I'm not worthy, that means I'm being careful, I'm being guarded. I'm Shmira, right? And that gives me a right to come close. But then I feel I need to be more guarded, so I pull back even more. And that's what's happening every time we make a bracha. It's Baruch Atta. It's this balance, it's this back and forth of Nochach V'Nissa.
I'm drawing close and pulling away. I want to read you a lasaron. Should we stop?
No.
I'm already over time.
Everyone wants to go to the sikha. I don't want to take away. The mamash don't want to take away. No one should feel that they're being held hostage. The Tolle Rebbe brings is a very thin volume called Ma'amari Kodesh. Tolle Rebbe from your Tavshin Samach Vav. So he writes by his Hachana Lishvi Shal Pesach. He quotes from the Avnei Shalom. The Sefer Avnei Shalom. Who is the Avnei Shalom? Rav Moshe Leib Shachur. Rav Moshe Leib Shachur was a gadol in Yerushalayim. Not long ago. He passed away in 1964. Fascinating. He was a Talmud of both the Brisker Rav and Rav Kook. Okay? Now, that's already a blend of many worlds. So he quotes here a part from the Avnei Shalom. I have the Sefer at home. It's not an easy Sefer to get your hands on. But he quotes here. This is where I first saw it, so I'll share it with you from here. So the Talmud Rabbi brings, the Talmud Rabbi Shlita brings from Rav Moshe Leib Shachar. He says, look in Az Yashir. Az Yashir, when we think of Az Yashir, we think of Kriyas Yamsuf, we think of what? Zekeli Van Veru. Like Rashi says, Marin Be'etzva, Hashem was as clear as can be, a Shifcha. Alayam saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu with greater clarity than Yechezel Ben Buzi, the greatest in the Nevi'im. Unbelievable closeness to Hashem, unbelievable clarity. But a Yid always lives between that world of what? Of Nochach V'Nissa, of shuckling, of drawing close and pulling away. Baruch Atta, that my Atta has to be so powerful. Right? And if I can't say Atta, that's a sign that I'm Rachok, like the Kajit Maggid says. Right? He's Bederach Rechoka, that he's not able to say Atta. When he says Baruch Atta, it's not Kesher Dabar Isha Re'eyu. But a Jew has to, Hashem is my best friend. Avinu Malkeinu. Avinu is my father, he's my greatest supporter. And at the same time, Malkeinu, he's a Melech. He's Melech Malchei, right? He's the king of all kings. Melech Malchei, Melech HaKadosh Baruch. So I want to be close and I want to pull back. So says Rav Moshe Leib Shachar, look by Az Yashir. You mamish see by Az Yashir a Jew leaving Mitzrayim, struggling to come unbelievably close, to say, is that Keli Van Veyu? Keli, I can point to HaKadosh Baruch, but then recoiling, getting so nervous. And there's this back and forth. Where do you see it? Just read through Az Yashir. Sus v'rachvo rama v'yam. Sus v'rachvo rama v'yam. It doesn't say Ram Yiso v'yam. Rama. Rama. He. Who's the he? Hashem. Right? Sus v'rachvo, the chariots of the horse and the rider. Rama v'yam. Markavos paro v'chilo yara v'yam. We're speaking B'lashon Nisla. We're not talking directly to Hashem. But then, as we get through the Yam, we start to feel closer to Hashem. We want to talk directly to Hashem. So we don't say what? Yamin Hashem, right? We say Yamin Cha, yours, you. We start to talk you to Hashem. Yamin Cha Hashem. Nedariv Akach. It's B'lashon Nochach. Uvarov Geoncha, you. Right? Again, we're talking you to Hashem. But then we feel that maybe we've overstepped. So we say Hashem Yimloch. We don't say Hashem Timloch, we say Hashem Yimloch. So he says, Moshe Leib Shachar, there's this constant balance going on where a Jew, at first he leaves Mitzrayim and he feels distant from Hashem. He can't talk, he can't say you to Hashem. We start talking about Hashem as he, the one over there. Right? But then we come to a certain Giloy by the Yam and we start speaking B'lashon Nochach. Ulam ala adam leida sha'achar kechlos hakol. When it's all said and done, a Jew has to feel what? But I'm not worthy. And he draws back to Nista. Hashem Yimloch. Not Hashem Timloch. Hashem Yimloch. He pulls back a little. And this is the balance that every Jew is trying to strike. And this is the da. It's okay, avicha v'avdei. Now I want to conclude by connecting it to the Parsha. Because Bashkacha is a very strong connection to the Parsha. I once heard from Rav Yisrael Simcha Shor, the brother of Rav Avram Shor. He lives in Muncie. He's the Bel Rosh Yeshiva, or one of the Rosh Yeshiva. I'm not sure how it works over there. Baruch Shem Rosh Yeshiva, a lot of Rosh Yeshiva. Not sure how it works in Or Sameach and Muncie. And he saw Shem Tashur, one of the sons of the Or Gedaliah, or Gedaliah Shur, is that so? So I once heard him give a shir, and he said the following idea. A Rami Oved Avi. We read in this week's Parsha, right, by Bikurim, a Rami Oved Avi, that Lavan tried to destroy, right, Avi. Who's the Av? Machlokas Rishonim. Is it Avraham? The less common approach, Arami Obey Avi, Pashup Shah, we don't assume is Yaakov, right? The Laban tried to be so
harsh to Yaakov. So once Rabbi Yisrael Simcha Shor explained, he said, Ovi, Aleph Beis Yod, is Rashi Tevos, Baruch Ata Hashem. Arami Ovid Al. There are Lavans in the world, there are Kochos in the world, and Lavan, by the way, is Bilam, and Lavan is the Etzahara, right? In the Sfarim, Lavan's like a really bad Indian that drags on for a long time. And what was he trying to do? Arami Ovid Avi. That the Arami was trying to destroy Avi, he's trying to destroy my connection to Hashem. Avi, Baruch Ata Hashem. Rashi Tevos, Baruch Ata Hashem. He wanted to make it that a Jew doesn't want to make a bracha. That a Jew says, I don't even have this bracha. So I'm going to go jumping right into serving Hashem. But that's a terrible pagam. If I'm not connected to Hashem, then I can go back to the Berintiv in Ilchos Tanyas. Then I'm feeding the Sitra Achra. Right? That I'm not shayach to the world of Iskashus Makarish Baruch. Does Elokei Avicha. I have to recognize Avicha. Baruch Ata Hashem. I have to talk to Hashem, I have to connect to Hashem before I can get started. So how is it so deeply connected to the Parsha? Again, Rami Ovid Avi is in this week's Parsha. But I'll tell you a beautiful Vard, and I'll just help to really solidify this idea. You have it in the Chiddush HaRim in this week's Parsha, but I want to share with you, I think even stronger, and it really encapsulates what the Chiddush HaRim said, plus, is a piece from the Eretz Tzvi, from the Kadosh Glover, If you don't know who that is, go to the library, push 5A, and when you get out of the elevator, look at a beautiful picture of a Jew who was killed by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. That's the Kadosh Glover, from Aryeh Tzvi Froman. His relatives gave money to the library. So there's a beautiful plaque and a beautiful picture, and it's such an unbelievable Hadras Panim. A picture of him on 5A in the library. Okay, so this is what he writes, not in this week's Parsha. He writes the Parsha as Yisrael, but he quotes the Pasuk in this week's Parsha. You'll see what he says. Zachar is Yom HaShabbos the Kadosh. Shabbos, there's Zachar and there's Shamor. It's Nochach V'Nistar. It's drawing close and it's pulling away. It's shakos. It's wanting to say Ata, but it's also saying Hashem. It's wanting to say Yimincha, Gaoncha, but it's also wanting to say Hashem Yimlo. I can't talk so straight to Hashem. I'll get myself in trouble. So he quotes the Gemara in Shas that says, what do we learn from Zachar Shema Shabbos Akacho? Darshinon Mizeh Zachrei Al Yain Bechni Sasa. Psachim Kovvav. Zachar Shema Shabbos Akacho. How do you do that? Zochrei al yayin bichni sasa. Right? We honor Shabbos at the entrance of Shabbos by declaring a bracha. Really, Zochrei Yom Shabbos, I should be able to just stop in the middle of the street and just say, you know, the bracha for Shabbos. But to give it chashivus, we say it over a cup of wine. Okay, that's the sugya b'chachim kuvva. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, he says, in Parachav Tes, says yesh lekadish Shabbos samuch lichni sasa. Close to the entrance of Shabbos. But who Kiddush? Samuch lichni sasa? We don't make Kiddush like before Shabbos, we make Kiddush on Shabbos, the beginning of Shabbos. What do you mean samuch? Samuch always means like tekufa right before something. Right? Like samuch l'mincha is that half hour before mincha. So it says the following. Yesh lomar smach l'zem l'chofa, quotes the Ramban, based on quotes of Medrash in Yisro, Zechira ad shalot tavo, Shmira mishitavo. So first he brings the Chazal, Mechilta, Medrash Mechilta, that Zachar always means before something happens, and Shmira is once it's happening. The Hinei, so we see, the Zachar Kai alifnei Shabbos. V'hu adin Kiddush, the alfinan mizachar, the Rambam is correct. Samuch l'chni sasa, that's the definition of Zachar. Right? It's before something arrives. So what's going on here? So says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the answer is in this week's Parsha. In Parshas Kisavo, what does it say? We encounter the mitzvah of Vidoy Meiser. What a strange Vidoy. It's Chodesh Elul. We're starting Slichos. This week's Parsha, what's Vidoy Meiser? Vidoy Meiser, I give a verbal declaration that I paid up all of my Meisers. Right? I paid up my Meisers v'lo shachachti. Now why that's called Vidoy? Vidoy means Hashem nebagadu, I messed up. Vidoy Meiser, you say, I got everything right. So what's the Vidoy? What am I confessing to? Confessing that I got things right? Why is that called Vidoy? The Pasuk says, v'lo shachachti, I didn't forget anything. Says Rashi, from the Medrash, lo shachachti milavarech al parshas ha-maishlos. I didn't forget to make the bracha. I didn't forget to make a bracha. Ask the Mefarshim on Rashi. Whoa, v'lo shachachti, the Torah's phrase v'lo shachachti says, I didn't forget to make a bracha. Our bracha, our brichas and mitzvahs, the rice of the rabbana.
So how could the phrase "v'lo shachachti," says the Mizrahi, the super commentary on Rashi, how could the "v'lo shachachti," the words in the Torah, be hinting to the fact that they forgot to make a bracha? The whole inyan of brachos is only derabbanan. That's the question they asked on Rashi. So he says, I answered this question, says the Eretz Tzvi, Hashem bin Kumdamo, says the Kajalor, I answered it based on a ritva in Pesachim Daf Zayin. What's the sukkah in Pesachim Daf Zayin? Who knows? How do you make a bracha? Do you say al? Do you say le? Right? Do you say al? Do you say le? Do you say lishmoa? Do you say al? Al tkiya shofar? Right? Lishmoa kol shofar? Whenever I make a bracha, is it a bracha? Do you make an al? Do you make a le? Some brachas are al, some are le. Right? Famous rush over there. The klal by mitzvahs, how do you know which bracha you say al? How do you say le? Birchas and mitzvahs are over lasiyasa. That's where it comes up in Pesachim Daf Zayin. Says the ritva. Listen to this ritva. Says the ritva. Why do I make a bracha? It's ma'ajur of Tzadnik is saying tonight. Why do I make a bracha before I do a mitzvah? All birchas and mitzvahs are over lasiyasa. You do the bracha and then you do the mitzvah. Why? Listen to this ritva. It's a very chassidish avar. Kadesh yiskadesh tchila bebracha. V'yigalev yodiyah shu osa osa mipnei mitzvahs Hashem Yisvah. Why do I make a birchas on mitzvah before I do the mitzvah? The ritva says, because when I make that bracha, I'm expressing that I know who I'm making, who I'm serving. That I'm not just shaking a lulav like a robot by rote. I'm doing it because it's a mitzvah Hashem. V'od ki abrachos mi'avodas hanefesh v'roi lahaktim avodas hanefesh l'maisa shu avodas hagof. Ritva. Does elokei avicha attach your neshama to Hashem, and then you can shake a lulav, then you can blow a shofar. V'chein matzati ba'akdam l'tikunei zohar. The kavana by la'akdumei l'mitzvos. The kavana that comes before the mitzvos. V'hadu d'chsiv v'lo shachach. What's the answer to the question of Rashi? Rashi says the v'lo shachachti, I didn't forget to make a bracha, but a bracha is only the rabbana. No. Yes, the actual formulation of the bracha is the rabbana. But the idea of a bracha is not derabbanan. The idea of the bracha is the very essence of the mitzvah. That I'm shaking a lulav because Hashem said so. That I'm blowing a shofar because Hashem said so. Lo shachachti ikaro kaya la kavana. Sha'asa mitzvah kavana shleima l'shem shemayim. Lo mitzvah sanasha milumada. I'm not operating by rote. Lo shachachti shlo asa b'ha'alamu b'blidas. I was b'kayim the da'as alakai avicha before va'avdei. I'm not going to touch that lulav. I'm not going to put my tefillin. Until what? Until I first attach my neshama to Hashem. That's the pshat. Acher tiknu chazal birchas mitzvos b'makom kavana. Because we couldn't have kavana, so therefore what? Chazal came along and they gave us a formulation. But really, you shouldn't need someone to make the bracha for you. Listen to the lashon of the Chiddush HaRem. Chiddush HaRem says the fact that we have brachos. He asked this question. Brachos are only derabanan. What do you mean this is a bracha? He says, no. A person should want to make a bracha on their own. A person should know on his own, it's not shy to shake a lula without das elokei avicha, without first baruch atah Hashem. Arami ovid avi, baruch atah Hashem. Without that, what am I doing? However, once kei achish nismatu alavavos lehergishu kokach, tzivu lanu chazal levarech ala mitzvah. When we weren't connecting properly, so chazal was like, whoa, too many people are shaking a lulav without even thinking about it. So we're going to give you a formulation to make sure that you know what you're doing. To make sure you understand what you're doing. So really, he says the same thing is true by Kiddush. Ve'yesh lomar duha din birchas Kiddush. Shenilu mizachar. When a person makes kiddush, right? Hugam kein inin kavana shel shmiras Shabbos, v'al kein nilmod mizachar, k'mod yafina milo shachachti, shol shachach milkavein, hinei, d'shlilas ha-kavana nikreis shechacha. Forgetting to have kavana, that is shechacha. V'lehevach ha-kavana tikra zechira. That when a person has kavana, that's called zechira. So zachar is yom ha-shabbos ha-kadsho. Yes, I'm actually going to make kiddush when Shabbos arrives. But that's almost like the bidyabit. I should be trying to attach myself, like that same paragraph of the Rambam where he says, I'm sitting in my talis waiting for Shabbos to arrive. That's the kiddush that I make before Shabbos comes. That's the kavana that I have. That das elokei avicha, that I know what Shabbos is. And then I come to kiddush. Then I come to that's the somach lechnisasa. It's the zechira that even precedes the shmir before I actually enter into that world of Shabbos. And then the Rambam is very meduyak. Okay? So this is the challenge. Al goes alav yurachim. Says with tzadok, nogeya ve'ein nogeya. be able to be making contact with Hashem, to be mamish nochach, to be entirely present, and at the same time to be able to be nistar, to be able to draw back, and to not be swallowed up, to not be totally enveloped by that closeness to Hashem. All right, I think we've said enough for now. We should all be zocha. That there should be that brachos to Rosh Tzadik. Again, the tzadik yisod connected the guf. That there should be a hiskashus of shemayim v'aretz. A person has a head, that's his shemayim, and he has a guf. He has a aretz. He called my shemayim v'aretz. We should have the mid of Yosef at tzadik. We should be able to wait. But going back, connecting aleph and beis. We have to run away from Mitzrayim. To not talk to Ashes both of you, to run away from Mitzrayim, and then we'll be Zocha to Brachos, to the tremendous Brachos that Yosef learned from his father Yaakov, that his kashan, Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. Right? To be Zocha to the Brachos, to the Tov Ayin, who you the Shmira Seinayim, that allows a person to be guarded, and then a person can feel that he's worthy to draw close to Hashem. Always remembering, like the Avnei Shalom said, that even at Kriyas Yamsuf, it's Nochach Vinistah. You know, as Yashu, I'm so close to Hashem, but at the end of the day, I always pull back. I need to be more guarded. And then I come a little closer to Hashem. And I pull back. And that creates that Hiskashas to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Mamash creates, that opens up that channel of Shefa, and brings tremendous bracha to this world. Okay, Shkoyach.